protesters rang in the new year in Gulfport, Mississippi by rallying for action over the police killing of Jaheim McMillan, a black 15-year-old fatally shot last October.
What's his name?
Jaheim!
What's his name?
Jaheim! Jaheim!
For more, we're joined by Marquell Bridges, community activist who organized the protest. Mr. Bridges, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So police shot Jaheim McMillan last October. He died after being taken to hospital. Police say he was armed. Eyewitnesses contradict that. And body cam video hasn't been publicly released yet. It's in the hands of the state attorney general, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And there were calls for it to be released publicly. Do you think that will happen?
Well, we now know that Adam Cooper, the police chief, and Sean Tindall, the public safety commissioner, lied. They said they were going to release it before the end of the year. And here we are, January 1st, and no video. In Jackson, Mississippi, they just shot a young girl in the face. She had a hostage in the Walmart. And they released that body cam footage the very next day. So if everything happened the way they said it did, then it would have already been released. But we know they are lying and trying to cover it up.
Now, his family, Jaheim McMillan's family, they say has seen the body cam video. Have you talked to them? What have they said about it?
It was shown to his mother and her attorney. And she said that as soon as the officer exited his patrol vehicle, he started shooting. He never gave any commands. Jaheim was murdered running away, shot in the back of his head running away. One bullet entered his head, and the officer continued to shoot 7 more times negligently and recklessly into the store and at Jaheim.
I imagine this is really, really hard for his mother and the community as a whole.
Yes, they showed it to her 3 days before Christmas. She's demanding for it to be released to the public. She said the public is smart enough to figure out that they are lying and trying to cover it up. So she said, just release it and show them. And she's calling for the immediate arrest and for the officer to be charged.
Tell us about the protest yesterday. Who was there from the community?
Actually, yesterday we had a lot of community support, a lot of support from the younger generation, Jaheim's age range. It was just wonderful. We was looking at about 200 people, marchers, and a bunch of more people in cars. We went down Pass Road to the police station and actually marched all the way back a total of 4.4 miles for Jaheim.
You've been organizing in the community for a while. Can you tell us how this particular shooting by the police of Jaheim McMillan has impacted people, has affected people?
Jaheim was all of our child, and I think that's what people relate to. It's not even about what Jaheim was doing. It's about that as a community, we're tired of seeing black bodies. We're tired of getting on social media and seeing dead black babies, black men, black women every day. And Jaheim is just the last one that it won't be any consequence. You know, when these things happen from now on, it's going to be an equal and opposite reaction, a consequence for killing us. And that's what we're here to let them know, that we're no longer going to tolerate this type of behavior. If you can arrest Dylan Roof and take him to Burger King, if you can arrest all these school shooters without a scratch, if you can arrest all these people that commit these mass shootings and hate crime, that just murdered people without a scratch, but a 15-year-old black boy is such a threat, you have to shoot him 8 times, and he never shot anyone. He never did anything. He never harmed anyone. So why murder him, but you take Dylan Roof to Burger King? You know, it's a big problem with policing when black skin is a threat. They view even our kids as a threat. They treated Jaheim as if he was a terrorist, and he was a 15-year-old child. You know, think about even the initial call out. The call out was for teens brandishing weapons. Okay, that's a misdemeanor. You see what I'm saying? But you pulled up and executed him. But somebody, when people actively kill people, you arrest them, no problem. Take them to get something to eat. So It's clear to see, just like every black person know, we could never do what they did on January 6th. The different levels, the second class citizens, the way we're still treated like second class citizens is clear to see. And I think anyone with eyes who's trying to see can see that it's a different state for black people in this country. We're treated differently. We're not allowed. We don't have the same rights. The justice system doesn't work for us. The police system doesn't work for us because it's working just like it was supposed to. It was built on oppression and racism. You know, the police was initially the slave patrol. You don't just get away from those roots. So, yeah, that's what we're facing.
Marquell Bridges is a community activist in Gulfport, Mississippi. Thank you so much for joining us, Marquell.
Thank you for having me.